This is the Composer's Datebook for April 15th. I'm John Burge. At 2:20 a.m. on this date in 1912, the luxury liner SS Titanic sank after hitting an iceberg in the North Atlantic. Of the 2,201 people on board, only 711 reached their intended destination in New York. Eight British musicians, members of the ship's band, stayed on board, reportedly playing a hymn tune as the ship went down. In 1969, British composer Gavin Bryars prepared a multimedia musical work titled The Sinking of the Titanic, which incorporated spoken interviews by Titanic survivors with a set of variations on the hymn tune played by the ship's band. In 1985, the sunken wreck of the Titanic was discovered, and renewed interest led to a 1990 revival and recording of Gavin Bryars' score. A few years later, composer James Horner wrote an Oscar-winning film score for director James Cameron's Titanic, an incredibly successful cinematic dramatization of the story. Horner has written other famous film scores, like those for Aliens and Braveheart, but none quite as successful as Titanic. That film grossed more than $600 million at the domestic box office and more than $1.8 billion worldwide. Ironically, considering this Titanic success, the first film for which Horner composed a score was entitled The Drought. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.